Am I on?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, Sherry. Sherry and Sue. I'm so glad you survived that. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we will definitely have you back. Your voices are just... Marianne told me they were going to be really great. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. How blessed we are. How blessed we are. So I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I just want to show you an extra month of Dr. Ken, and you'll see the reason why. Okay, Tony.
Hi, Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon, Spiritual Leader, Center for Spiritual Living, coming to you with our December 9th Sunday theme based on the December month topic, which is happiness and fulfillment. And today's is given to us by Reverend Maggie Buck, who's the spiritual leader at the Foothill Center for Spiritual Living in Auburn, California. And her topic is the will to live. The will to live doesn't mean the will to survive. The will to live means the will to actually rise and raise yourself up to meet your own purpose and your own fulfillment in life.
I had to show you that. See, I do things that you don't know about that makes people know that Auburn is here, and so are we. And of course, it said August 9th because when I talked to Pixie and John to see what date they could come, they couldn't come this Sunday. So they said, well, we can do the 9th. I said, well, I can't give you the 9th talk title. I'll give you the 16th. So that's why the difference, because I so love this title, The Will to Live, because it's so important to me. It's the commitment I made to life years ago. But first, I want to tell you and remind you of the story of the donkey, okay? And I want to remind you of the farmer whose donkey fell into the well. And the farmer looked deep down into the well and said, oh, I'm never going to be able to get him out of here. So I might as well just bury him. So the farmer kept throwing dirt on the donkey. And he'd throw more dirt on the donkey, and the donkey would shake it off and step up. And the farmer would throw more dirt. He didn't really look down to see what the donkey was doing. And he'd throw more dirt, and the donkey would shake it off and step up. And pretty soon there was more than enough dirt thrown into that well that the donkey was able to walk out. Sometimes life seems difficult. Sometimes we get information that seems to be all-encompassing. And all we need to really do is shake it up, step up, and claim that will to live, because it's such a valuable subject, especially at this time of the year. Giving the gift as we prepare ourselves for the Christmas Christ birth, first within us. This is what we do at this time of the year. We end this year preparing for a great new year, a great new way to live full out. And yeah, sometimes challenges are going to happen. Shake it off. Step up. And so today, I invite each one of us to commit to our rebirth. As we celebrate this holiday season, renewing and refreshing ourselves within our own divine nature, that there is a greater truth within us that is desiring to be allowed to step forward, to know that everything is going to work out just perfectly, even when we're in a mess or dirt is falling down on us. Allowing the Christ within to come alive more fully in us in celebration. So in all of the celebrating times that we're doing at this time of the year, please let's together remember that. Remember that there is a greater truth coming to life in us. So I'm going to invite you to take a moment and to know we're all expanding our radiant self into a greater sense of unity and harmony and expanded self-expression. As we enter into the darkest days of the season this week, let us each look to the light within to guide our way. And be sure and come this Friday with the drumming circle, because we will be celebrating that light within us with the candlelighting service. And Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, no one can travel the new road. No one can travel the new road for us but ourselves. So remember that it isn't about anybody else. It's about staying in that sense of unity and harmony within us. So we each must make that decision that life is for us and never against us. And to learn new ways to see life working in our favor, because it is. And sometimes we get that information, or we get things that happen and we think, oh, this must be against me. Anybody? No, not this group, but you know somebody, okay? Something that I've learned is that if we will look deep enough in the difficulties, we will always find that life favors us. There is a greater truth yet to be revealed. Life is there to lovingly guide each and every one of us, but I don't know, we sometimes forget that. We forget that when we feel like something's closing in on us, or we're in the well and the dirt just keeps falling on us. If we're willing to expand our thinking, to learn that there's something yet to be uncovered, to question, to ask, what is beyond my suffering? What is beyond my upset? And why am I upset anyway? So let's look at the PowerPoint that Tony so lovingly created for us. So here it is. Hey, Tony, I like that. If we believe in suffering, we shall suffer. Anybody suffering? Yeah. If we look, because here it is. Life responds to us as we approach it. So as we believe about life. Now, I had a client years ago, and this guy, one of the things that he was supposed to do all the time was drive. He had to drive from one job to the other. But do you see, because he drove a lot, anybody that came in front of him, any red light, he took personally. And by the time he finished his day, he would be so mad. And he'd say, I know these people are out to get me. And in the beginning, when I first started working with him, he would chase people down. Anybody see some of that? He absolutely took everything that took place in the traffic, that it was at him, after him, around him, and because they were just not being nice. And he'd tailgate people. Anyway, so because he believed, do you see, that life and people in their cars were against him. Now, the suffering, if we believe in it, and which he did. Now, though, I have to tell you, he called me not too long ago, and he said, you know what, Maggie? I can drive now, and I don't get mad. Thank you, God. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Let us choose this Christmas to give birth to, first, the Christ consciousness, that power within us, and to the Christ love within us, and to the Christ power within us, and the peace that Christ showed us in his life. He said to us, you too shall do greater things than I have done, and it is the Father within that doeth the work. So there is a whole aspect of us giving birth at this time of the year. I'm going to invite us to remember it, And to, because we talk about that here. We talk about how full of it we each are. Remember to be full of that Christ consciousness, that way that always is the way into and through any difficulty. So number three. The will to live from this truth of who we are is available to each one of us. Let's leave that up, Tony, so we can see it. And this year, the ministers and the practitioners, it's available to each one of us. And this year, we're going to be doing a lot of new things. We're going to have a class first Sunday of every month. Mary Ellen's going to be doing that with the Science of Mind magazine. You're going to hear more about this. Joy is going to do a Thursday night drop-in class with Living Science of Mind. Reverend Suzanne is teaching a new class. Peter's going to teach the foundations class. We've got once a month, practical spirituality. Thank you. I need some cue cards here. And my class, I'm going to teach forgiveness forever, or forgiveness for good, that's it, in February. Rex is going to do one Sunday a month hiking, one Sunday a month. We're going to go out to a restaurant, anybody that wants to sit and have lunch together, and talk about whatever you want to talk about. There's a lot happening in this community, but it's up to us. It's up to us to be available and to step up and to stand for that life that is more expansive, more willing to participate first for ourselves. Because you see, we each cultivate our own divine connection. So it's up to each one of us to take part in that divine connection with each other. Oh, and also, I've totally forgot, Scott's opening the door for the food closet. A lot of you want to give a helping hand out there to the outer community and touch lives. Going to see Scott after service. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is we've got a lot going on in this community for you, especially in mind. And life keeps asking us, each one of us, to be greater, to be more, and to shake it off, whatever's bothering us. And life is in our favor. It is here to serve us. And suffering is our misplacement of where we've placed our attention. I don't know about you, but I suffered for a really long time early on in my life, and I saw no reason to live until I made that choice. And once you do, to live full out, when we find that truth in our own being, not because of what anybody else did or didn't do, because sometimes we have to dig deeper to see the blessing in every event of life, to see and to ask us to be more, because every time I've come against a difficulty, that difficulty has asked me to be more, to be greater in who I am, to love deeper, to find my strength in God, not outside of me. No event or other person, but in the divine within myself. Because you see, that's where the answer is, that God loves each and every one of us, asking us to learn to love ourselves fully and completely. So try that on this season. Because it's what wakes up that soul self in us. And focusing on spirit strengthens us, and it fills us up. So when life happens, we're not taken off of course, or we don't fall apart. We keep asking, what is the truth that I need to understand in this? And the more we ask, we're able to say, okay, God, this is really important, and there's something in this. And we keep asking, I know you're right where I am. And I know the answer will reveal, because I'm willing to shake it off. I'm willing to embrace that greater love that I teach, that we teach here, that you learn in the classes, that greater love that is there for each one of us. So I'm going to invite you in this moment to help you see clearly and know that no person, no event can defeat you. Not even any doctor saying whatever they think is going wrong with you. Say, my God is greater. My life is fuller. We each live in God's favor. And so it's up to us to turn within and to help each one of us know and to be strong in this truth. So I'm going to invite us at this Christmas time to accept that awareness in everything that we do. Every beautiful light that you see, every twinkling star on a tree or a house filled with lights, I'd like you to say, so too am I. That light I see out there is the light within me. And state clearly, I want to live in love. I wish to live in joy. I wish to live in grace. Means I have daily to allow the joy to fill me up. And it might be picking up a book like this. As you can tell, it fills me. And so when I found myself this week in something that I didn't quite understand, I opened this book, and let me read it to you. In our human experience, it is necessary for us to have some challenge which will arouse us and awaken us to our spiritual opportunities through persistence and perseverance. We come to God realization. I love that because when I was challenged, I had to go someplace else than to look at anybody or anything. And this is what we need to do. This, by chance, is The Heart of Mysticism by Joel Goldsmith. Any of our books, the book we're reading, which is Science of Mind textbook, or 365 Days, those beautiful words that have been written specifically for us will assist us in coming back from the challenge to the heart of God in us. So let's remember that we are each filled up, and let's commit to living full out today and every day. God bless you. God bless each and every one of us. We have some celebration to do, so I'm going to ask the girls to come on up and bless us with their music.